snakes. How are you going to feed them?
Look, Costello, are you going to make much out of Christmas this year?
Am I what?
Are you going to make much out of Christmas this year?
I can't tell until I sell the presents I get.
Sell your presents?
Oh, sure, Rabbit, sure.
What are you talking about?
I even sold that electric bed warmer you gave me last year. That was no good.
Electric bed warmer? That was an electric toaster.
An electric toaster?
Certainly.
No wonder it kept turning me over and throwing me out of bed.
Well, Costello, I hope you're getting a present from my wife, Betty, this year. You know, and I'll give you a little tip.
Go ahead.
What she really needs is a new girdle.
A what?
A girdle. Don't you know what a girdle is?
Oh, sure. A girdle. It's one of those...
Well, what is it?
You gotta have it when you...
Yes, what is it?
If you don't, you're sort of got
yes,
to...
Yes, that I know. Come on.
You got to...
Well, what is it?
It's one of those things that keeps an unhappy situation from spreading.
Yeah. Look, what about your own family, Costello? What are you going to give your kid brother Sebastian?
Oh, him? Nothing.
What do you mean?
I gave him something last year. He didn't like it.
Then what did you give him?
The measles. And did he use a rash word?
Oh, talk sense, please.
Listen, this year, Abbott, you know what I'm going to do?
No, I don't know.
I'm going to spend all my money on that beautiful girl who lives next door to me, Ruby Poolcue.
Wait a minute. Ruby Poolcue?
She's beautiful.
Why, she isn't beautiful.
She is.
She's got the worst complexion I ever saw.
Well, she can't help that, Abbott. I mean, she got her face caught in a waffle iron. Now she has to pour her makeup on with a syrup pitcher.
Look, what are you going to buy for Ruby?
I'm going to buy her a piano.
A piano? What kind of a piano? Maple, walnut, or cherry?
Well, I'm going to get her one of those kind...
What kind?
What did you say?
I said maple, walnut, or cherry.
Maple, walnut... Do you realize what you just said?
No, well, what's wrong?
Shame on Abbott!
Wait a minute.
Shame on Bud Abbott!
Well, wait a minute.
What you said!
Now, take it easy.
In front of Ken Niles, our announcer.
No.
Shame on Bud Abbott!
Wait a minute, Lou. All right, all I said was maple, walnut, or cherry.
There you go again. I'm glad I found you out, Abbott.
What do you mean? Now, what do you mean?
You're a spy from the Jell-O program.
Now, please.
A maple, a walnut, or cherry.
Now, look, wait a minute, look. I simply asked you the kind of wood.
Oh, wood?
Yeah.
But I know about the wood. What do you think I am, a woodpecker?
No, certainly not.
Do you think I go around tasting pianos?
Did I ask you that?
Do you think every time I see a piano, I bite it to see what flavor it is?
Look, Costello, they make pianos out of different kinds of wood. My mother-in-law's piano is maple, so she has a genuine bird's eye.
I know that, and she's got an eagle beak to go with it.
Now, never mind my mother-in-law. Now, you've got a lot of nerve spending your money on Ruby, a girl you hardly know. You never thought to ask me if I needed money for my Christmas shopping.
Do you need money, Abbott?
Oh, well, now that you brought it up...
Now that I brought it up!
Well, yes, you didn't you just ask me if I needed money?
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just seen what loose talk can do when it reaches the enemy's ears.
Wait a minute.
A slip of the lip can sink a ship.
Now, wait.
And I have just been scuttled myself.
Now, look. Look, Costello, all I need is $50.
$50?
Yes. Now, look, if you lend me $50, what security would you want?
A padlock, a pair of handcuffs, and a watchdog.
Oh, no.
And put your mama in a dungeon for security.
Now, look.
With your father.
Well, now, listen. The only security I can give you is the word of an honest man.
Okay, bring him around. I'll see what I can do
now,
for you.
Hey, look, Costello. You and I are pals. And to show you how much I like you, I'm going to let you lend me the $50.
But, Abbott, all I got in my Christmas piggy bank is $40.
Well, all right. Give me the $40 and you can owe me the $10.
Okay, here's the $40.
Okay.
Now I owe you $10.
That's right.
Who owes who $10?
Now, wait a minute. Just a minute. Wait. How much did I ask you for?
You asked me for $50.
And how much did you give me?
I gave you all I had, $40.
So you owe me
$10. Well, that's right.
Well, why
are you? Who's kicking?
All right, let it go with that. All right.
You owe me $40.
Costello, I don't like the way you're hedging on me.
And I don't like the way you're clipping my head.
Ah, come on, please. Take it easy.
Give me back my $40.
Okay. If that's the way you feel, I don't want to do business with a man like you. Here's your $40.
Well, that's more like it.
Now give me the $10 you owe me.
Okay, here's the $10.
All right.
I'm paying you on account.
On account?
On account. I don't know how come I owe it to you.
Believe me, this is the last time I'll ever ask you for the loan of $50, Costello.
Abbott, look.
No, please. Never mind.
How can I lend you $50 now? I only had $40 to start with.
So?
Now I only got $30.
Okay, if it'll make you happy, I'll do you a favor. Give me the $30 and you can owe me $20.
This is getting worse all the time.
Now, wait a minute. Now, what's the matter?
First I owed you $10, now I owe you $20. What kind of racket is that?
Well, why do you let yourself run into debt?
I didn't run into it. You pushed me. Abbott, did you ever hear the story of the 40 thieves?
Well, yes.
What?